Hi, this is Jake, producer for The Drew Mariani Show. I'm excited to share an opportunity for our listeners to try one free month of streaming on PureFlix. PureFlix is a Hollywood movie studio that produces awesome Christ-centered movies
like God's Not Dead and Do You Believe?
Now, PureFlix offers a video on-demand streaming service with a library of movies the whole family can watch. Try your first month free today and make sure they know we sent you by visiting relevantradio.com/flix.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, the Supreme Court is back in session and abortion is on the docket.
The justices agreeing to hear arguments over a Louisiana law that requires doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals.
The Louisiana law is similar to a Texas law that the Supreme Court struck down 3 years ago.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, good afternoon. That report from Fox News, does it give you some hope? Are you hopeful that this will lead to the end of Roe? We'll see. We'll talk about it. Good afternoon. I'm Drew Mariani. It is good to be back here with you today. We have a full show. I've got some surprises coming up a little bit later, so I hope you can stay with me. All right. Let me fill you in on this story. This is a big, big story. I saw a break earlier over the weekend, and I thought we got to talk about this. Last week, the Supreme Court, they basically announced they're going to be taking up a case on abortion that looks almost identical to the one that they ruled on just 2 years ago. I don't know if you follow any of this news or not. Louisiana passed a bill that requires doctors who do abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30-mile radius of where they do abortions. That makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, to me, it's just kind of a no-brainer. But some people, I guess, have a problem with it. You know, if a general surgeon, for instance, has an outpatient clinic where he or she performs surgery, wouldn't you want that person to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital just in case something goes wrong? Doesn't it make sense? A similar law was passed in Texas, I think about 3 years ago, and that went to the Supreme Court where it was struck down as being too burdensome of a regulation for access to abortion. And now abortion advocates are claiming that they're claiming the same thing about the Louisiana law. So let's talk about it. Let's get into this issue. Judge Napolitano, he was actually on Fox, and he discussed the implications of this. He's their legal analyst, and here's what he said.
They already struck down a nearly identical law from Texas just 3 years ago. Why are they agreeing to hear this one? Because we have a change in the membership on the Supreme Court, and it is probably, don't know this to be so, probably more pro-life. So they probably want to review this opinion to decide if they can uphold it. So the fear of the pro-choice crowd is that this new Supreme Court will allow the states to narrow, not ban, but narrow the circumstances under which an abortion can be had. The law says two things that are very important for women's health. One is abortions can only be performed by doctors. And the second is the abortions can only be performed by doctors who have admitting privileges at a hospital in case, I know trouble. This sounds awful, in case the baby survives the abortion, the baby can be saved by an MD as opposed to a non-MD who lacks the admitting facilities
or
at the hospital.
Or in case something happens to the woman
correct.
In the process. Right?
Correct.
Just to be safe.
So, look, Louisiana argues it's for health and safety of the mother and the fetus. The other side says it's a subterfuge to narrow the circumstances under which abortions can right. be had.
All right, let's talk a little bit about it. Steve Aden serves as chief legal officer and general counsel at Americans United for Life. Check them out at AUL.org. These guys have been on the front lines for a while. He's appeared in court against Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry dozens of times and was actually appointed by the attorneys general in six states to defend pro-life laws. So it's an honor to have him with us this afternoon. Steve, thank you for your time. Good afternoon.
Hey, Drew, it's a pleasure to be on.
I want your take on these cases. There were two other cases that the Supreme Court could have taken up besides this one. Why do you think they chose this one out of the three, and how do you think the current composition of the court, you know, may look at this?
Well, the Louisiana case, Drew, is actually two cases. There was a petition filed by the abortion provider, June Medical Services, asking the Supreme Court to review a decision by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans that had upheld this Louisiana law, distinguishing it from the one in Texas that the Supreme Court struck down 3 years ago. The appeals court said, well, it's a different law, different circumstances in the state. Therefore, we can hold it up, notwithstanding that previous case, which is called the Hellerstedt case. So the abortion provider really didn't have a choice. They pushed their appeal to the Supreme Court. They asked for an emergency stay of the Fifth Circuit's decision and got one, with the Chief Justice John Roberts adding the deciding vote for that stay over the objections of new Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Clarence Thomas. But now we have a reset because the petition has been filed formally by the abortion provider, Drew Medical, and the case has now been granted review by the Supreme Court. That was last Friday. So the Supreme Court will decide this term whether the Louisiana law is the same, different enough from the Texas law, or whether it should overturn the Texas decision, the Hellerstedt decision, and go a different way. Yeah. Or even conceivably, if the Supreme Court is ready, willing, and able to overturn Roe versus Wade and return the question of abortion to the states. Yeah. So that's the first half. The other half of this sandwich, if you will, is the cross petition filed by the state of Louisiana against the abortion provider. And that one was also granted. So the Supreme Court will decide the question presented by Louisiana also, which is, why do we assume that abortionists like June Medical have standing, can stand in the shoes of their patients and challenge the constitutionality of the very health and safety laws that are designed to protect the patients from them? Because that's what it's all about. The admitting privileges law that June Medical has challenged is designed to protect women from June Medical. And yet June Medical says, oh, we represent the interests, the rights of women seeking abortion. And that was assumed to be true in the lower courts. And thankfully, now the U.S. Supreme Court will review that presumption that the courts have proceeded under for many decades and perhaps put that aside and say, no, abortionists can no longer represent the interests of their patients.
You know, when I was reading about this, I was struck by the fact that people find having abortionists, you know, requiring an abortionist to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital a burden. Why is that? It just seems so common sense. Why shouldn't they? I mean, there's a lot of other procedures where you would want your physician to have that type of privilege. What is it about abortion that they're saying, no, don't worry about it?
Well, it distorts everything that it touches, and that includes this area of law. As you mentioned in the intro, if you or I had a general surgeon as an outpatient doctor and we needed to get our knee fixed or a colonoscopy or something, chances are very good that our doctor is going to have the ability to transfer us to the local hospital and admit us, follow up, and fix it if something goes wrong, which it sometimes does. Statistics that even the abortion industry agrees with say that 0.3% of all abortions, somewhere between 0.3%, it might be as higher as 1% of all abortions, end up in the hospital. So if you've got somewhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 300 abortions ending up in a hospital in any given year, and you've got thousands of abortions being done in that state in any given year, then obviously you've got dozens of women being transported to the hospital every year for abortion complications. I think it's reasonable, and I think it's common sense, that the state requires that abortionists cannot abandon their patients anymore and write it off and say, hey, if something goes wrong, just go to the ER. They'll fix it up for you. That's what they do now, and it's not acceptable.
So, Steve, is it possible that this case could be a pathway to begin the dialogue, the discussion, the possibility of overturning Roe v. Wade?
It's absolutely not only possible, but it seems likely to me.
Wow.
The reason is, of course, because now you have, for the first time in 25 years, a majority on the Supreme Court that's no longer emotionally or legally tied to having Roe versus Wade on the books, having a right to abortion in the Constitution. You've got new justices like Neil Gorsuch, who's very much a textualist. He only cares about what the text says, and so he's going to look at the Constitution and say, I don't see a right of abortion in that. You've got Brett Kavanaugh, who is very closely aligned with the Chief Justice, a devout Catholic and a man of integrity, who is similarly not really interested in what the court said about the Constitution 45 or 50 years ago. He's more interested in what the framers of the Constitution meant when, in this case, they enacted the 14th Amendment shortly after the Civil War, and it sure as heck didn't have anything to do with abortion. So I think they're going to start the dialogue. I feel good about the Louisiana law as a common sense and modest proposal to protect women and children in Louisiana, and I think it will be upheld. But I think that they'll start spilling some ink about the problems with Roe and how it's been unworkable in the courts and in the states. It keeps coming up again and again and again. And by and large, the Constitution has always left the question of the state regulation of medicine to the states. Abortion is an exception to that general rule. It's the states that have that right and responsibility. And I think that this case is going to start the dialogue about how do we hand this issue back to the people and to the states where it belongs.
What would the timeline on something like that be? I mean, if you've just had to speculate, any idea?
Well, yeah, sure. The timeline for the Louisiana case is pretty cut and dried. It will be argued in the court. It hasn't been countered yet, but sometime probably in February. Mm-hmm. They will issue a decision on it, as they always do, before the end of the term. They don't leave any cases over. The end of the term is June of next year. So they'll have a decision come out on this by the end of June next year, and we'll know where the court's coming from. If it takes another case after that to consider whacking away at Roe versus Wade, and maybe one more after that, which is kind of the way they operate. They don't do things in one fell swoop. Yeah. We could be looking at the end of the federalized constitutional right to abortion and a return to the states where we can put it to rest within a couple of years or so.
That's right. The battle will then go to the state level. Hey, Steve, thank you for your time today and for what you do. Now, AUL.org, you guys are a nonprofit. I know you can use support, and of course, people can get more information on all the cases that you're representing there as well, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, that's right. And they should pull down our research report called Unsafe, which is a report of 1,400 health and safety violations by hundreds of abortion centers across the country. Mm. It's horrific. And we're working on a sequel. That was only the tip of the iceberg, which will come out sometime next year. Watch for that. It'll be explosive.
All right. That's AUL.org. Do a search for the research report. It's called Unsafe. That was Steve Aiden. He is Chief Legal Officer and General Counsel for Americans United for Life. It's 17 minutes after the hour. I need to take a short pause. When we come back, let's change gears. Let's talk about freedom of speech. Let's talk about basketball. Let's talk about China. What do they all have in common? I'll fill you in.
Connecting you to the truths of your Catholic faith. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Relevant Radio accepts donations of unwanted vehicles. The process is easy, free, and it helps keep Relevant Radio rolling. More information at 888-906-9069 or relevantradio.com.